Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is some advice to you haters out there, all right? If you want to get your hate on the show, please be a little meaner. I'd be a little more... I'm not trying to ramp you up. When you've had a relationship with somebody, and as I wrote Oscar in an email, to me, it's not the business nearly as much as it's the relationships. And that's the...
This is what you've said to your wives in the past, isn't it?
Well, you've had one. Are you awake for your vasectomy?
Mike, I've had a dozen of them, and I've always been awake. They just can't keep a good man down.
Where do they make the first incision when you're having a vasectomy? Where do they put it?
They put it in the sack. They do all the work in the sack.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Where have you been?
Wow. You're so much louder now. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you along on a Monday. There you go. Are you playing the music a little bit there?
Yeah, it's there.
Hey, everybody. How was your week? Anyway, it's great to have you along. It's been... These are interesting times, Rob Spiewak.
They certainly are. And if anyone doubted that Facebook is on the way out, certainly seems to have some action this week.
Yeah, a lot going on. A lot of people are tuning in today to hear what's going on. And seriously, to all of our listeners who have reached out with concern, with a little love, with a little hate, or simple curiosity, I'm here to say thank you. It really makes you know how important this show is to a lot of people when there is a change and when there's upheaval. The first thing I want to clear up, as far as everybody is concerned, is the events of the middle of last week were not an April Fool's joke. No, I believe that April Fool's jokes have to be crafted in a much better way. That would be far too simple, an April Fool's joke. It's real. It's real, and it's a very sad time for us, and it's always difficult when you have change. That change, for those of you that might not have heard it, and there are people that don't linger online that might not know what's going on, but... The bottom line is that Oscar has decided he no longer wants to participate in the show. And as I posted online, if you didn't see it, Rob and I will continue to bring you the show. We will. And we will plan initially to have a number of regulars and guests that will be popping in periodically. We don't have a timetable for it, but that's the way we're going to do it initially. Now, when change happens, you never know exactly what the future will hold, but you do find out your motivations. And I, more than ever, really, I want to continue doing this show. And this show is, it's a huge part of my life, and it's a big part of Rob's life as well. And it continues, because coming in here, even when I've gone through what I've gone through last week, and it is part of who I am. It's part of what we do. And I love doing it. And I especially have loved the podcast format. Much more, believe it or not, than I loved radio. Radio was, I always tell people, I love it when the microphones are open, and I hate everything behind the scenes. That hasn't really changed that much. I don't like anything behind the scenes. And once again, it's a difficulty behind the scenes that's resulted in where we are today. And, you know, it is part of my DNA. I really love the opportunity to come in and the privilege to talk to you guys every day. I really do. Now, As for why Oscar has decided to leave, and I never read off of notes unless it's a really, really heavy situation. So I've got my...
You could have at least put it on your prompter, Mike.
No, I didn't want to do that. The reason he's decided to leave the show, if I speculated on that in totality, it would be my opinion. Since Oscar made the decision to leave, there has been contact. I have reached out. He has reached out. And I am firmly of the belief, and I think you were copied on the email as well, that that's a final decision, and I respect that, and I consider the decision to be a mutual one. And I think that is, while adequate as an explanation, it still means that when you've had a relationship with somebody, and as I wrote Oscar in an email, to me, it's not the business nearly as much as it's the relationships. And that's the...
This is what you've said to your wives in the past, isn't it?
You know, I was really hoping... Let me turn my air conditioner off.
Honey?
I'm taking this opportunity to gather my wind.
Literally. Well, we want it to be a nice, cool Tom Peach for you in there.
Oh, it's like freezing.
Oh, you want it to be warmer because you're in Florida.
So anyway, yeah, it is. It's about the relationships ultimately. Yeah, and that's the tough part. And it's about also disagreements on a few things that frustrated Oscar. And I get it and I respect it. And, you know, the only person who has the definitive answer to that question, and he indicated that to us yesterday, is Oscar, and I'm not going to speak for him.
Right.
I can only speak for myself. And as far as I am concerned, that is the final word on moving forward. We have both communicated that we are moving on. And so the show will continue with Rob, which I am delighted about, because we will be, Rob and I, obviously, some of you have read online, the day this all went down was Rob and my, are you ready for this?
Yes.
32nd anniversary.
It's all about timing, isn't it?
32nd anniversary.
32 years together, yes.
Which makes me both happy and sad at the same time.
Well, why sad?
No, I forget it. Yeah, so I'm just making sure I got this.
More ambivalent than I've ever been.
Let me answer some of the questions.
Please do.
Was this expected on my end? I answer that by saying not really. But at the same time, things have been tough for the business side of the show for the better part of the last year. But I was a bit surprised by the events of last week. Was this totally unexpected? No. Real super P1 listeners of the show could probably hear that everything was not 100% okay. The biggest difference for me is this is what I do. I am not involved in anything else. This is what I do every day. This is the most important business enterprise to me every day. That hasn't changed for, what are we coming up on? We're 14 years in? Is that what it is?
That's right.
14 years. And so that is the way it is. And there are distractions that come up when somebody's got another full-time gig. I get that. I get that. And I look, a lot of people said on online, you know, will there be thank yous? Of course there are thank yous for the relationship and for the time spent with Oscar. You know, I'm disappointed. I love it when the business side of things goes smoothly. But ultimately, working collaboratively is about the relationships, the one-on-one with people. And when that goes sideways, it feels awful. I'd be lying if I didn't say it didn't feel awful. It's different than other relationships that have come and gone, and there have been many. And the nature of this business means that there will be upheaval. You can't watch anything about broadcasting. You know, lucky is the individual in this business, from movies to television. Well, movies are great because you do it and then you leave. But right, for broadcasting in particular, it's the nature of the biz. And things change occasionally. And the thing that makes this difficult is, no, it did not end well, and it did not end smoothly. It ended abruptly. And I'm not happy about that for the listeners, too, because when things can be transitioned and when things can go smoothly, it makes it easier for everybody, including the listeners. And for that, I apologize. But I also do not have any regrets moving forward. I really don't. I can't tell you enough how much doing this means to me and that I want to continue. That was never a question, but it was reinforced by the events of last week. I am disappointed. It feels awful. Will I divulge the conversations leading up to the decision that Oscar made? No. Those are not for you. And I know a lot of people are probably, Rob, out there, you know, hanging on me to dish dirt and
There was a thread that had somehow in their mind, there was some tremendous blowout argument that we had recorded. And they said, we'd love to hear the recording.
I can say that. I can say nothing. Nothing was recorded. We were not on the air. This was all pre-taping of the show.
They have it all figured out.
Yeah.
Like that.
And listen, and Rob was not even part of the discussion. I had a personal conversation, and, you know, I'm not going to go into the details of that, because that is not the one thing I've always thought about breaking up with a partner. If I were to come in here and throw shade on people I have worked with, what does that say about me? I'm the one that had the relationship. I'm the one that was with this person. Were there good times? There were phenomenal times, great times, lots of laughs. I think that throwing shade on someone you have worked with for a long time is, this is my personal opinion here, totally without character. It just is petty. It is something where you're trying to make yourself feel better, and you're not going to feel better, because it hurts. And Rob, you may be right that I do indeed have a track record with that. And, you know,
I was honest
My personal life.
Yeah.
I've said that in my personal life as well. When you move on, you move on. And everybody at a certain point, at least I look at it this way, has to eat the S sandwich.
Yeah.
And I take full responsibility, in my role. I don't care if people, you know, want to throw insults at me and they're hurtful. So congratulations if you did that. But at the same time, it's not my place to throw insults at another person, because I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Because that to me diminishes me. Does that make any sense? That diminishes me.
It does make sense. Perfect sense.
On a show like ours, everybody's got their favorites. That's the way it works. People have, they always want to divide. They love the conflict.
Yeah.
I think that the numbers for social media engagement would bear out that people have popped back in to see what's going on and see. And I also think that based on the kind of radio that we've done and the kind of podcasting we've done, over the years, the track record would lend itself to a good radio war. I think back to some of the great radio wars that we were involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were real. Some of them were, you know,
manufactured
a little bit.
Yeah.
But I have valued my relationship with Oscar and Rob as much as any I've ever had in my career. When someone moves on, there are two things I've always found to be true. One, things will never be the same. It's like when you have a death in the family.
It is.
And it is. Two, you carry on. What are you going to do? Roll, curl into a ball and just start? The upset is past, as far as I am concerned. The words that hurt, they're in the past. And I look forward to moving on. And I will always have a... When a relationship ends, and I'm trying to put this the right way, sometimes you feel screwed, and sometimes you feel like maybe it's the right thing, and this is not a situation where I feel taken advantage of,
mm-hmm.
where I feel blindsided, where I feel cheated. If that helps people out there to know that, you know, I still have love in my heart for Oscar, for Shannon, for Mac. I should point out Mac is a Podville employee, so that's mm-hmm. Oscar's decision as well. I really look forward to carrying on, though, and I'm and you know, the issues that you have had and I have had, Rob, with Oscar are issues that, in my opinion, should stay private. I just agree. Don't think that you do anybody any good. And I, as I said, I'm sad, I'm angry, but at the end of the day, when the decisions are final and you move on, you're like, okay, enough of the pity party for yourself, jump back in and get to it. Mm-hmm. And I really, really think that we live in a world that if you avoid taking personal responsibility, you're looking at me to point fingers at others. And if you avoid taking personal responsibility, that's another thing that shows lack of character.
Mm-hmm.
I take total responsibility for everything that happens on this show. It is my call ultimately as to how this show works and to how this show hits the air. And I like doing it. And I like doing it collaboratively, and that's never going to change. I will always, in my opinion, work collaboratively. After my decision to go forward, the responsibility continues to be mine. The important thing is not only do I want to continue doing the show, but there's a level of excitement that goes along with it. That is not in any way disparaging another person that worked on this show. What the excitement is that when change happens, you have to, moving forward, at least I do, you have to look at it as kind of an opportunity.
Yeah.
But the difference between this relationship with Oscar and relationships I've had in the past is I have tremendous esteem for Oscar Santana. And I have tremendous gratitude for the help he has given us over the years doing this show, both on the air and off the air. Did we disagree? We disagreed all the time. We butted heads all the time. Like I butted brothers, heads with lots of people, you know?
Like brothers butt heads. That's the way I've always felt like it.
And I don't know what the future holds for the relationship. The show, for those of you, oh, you guys should make nice. I don't know what's going to happen with the future of this show other than we're moving forward with the show. And we have a plan for moving forward. And we developed that plan very, very quickly. And I would be lying if I told you that that eventuality was not in my mind at all. I thought that would be necessary at some point. I think that moving forward, I get back to the point is you never know what's in someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to speculate on what's in someone else's head, I would be doing so without any basis other than my own opinions, and I don't think that's productive. I don't think it's productive, and I don't think it gets back to the whole thing about, you know, this is what I think, this is why he's not here. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's his thing. And it has been a long relationship, one of the longest in my career, the longest in my career is sitting with me right now.
I know. Again, now I'm feeling sad.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. I'm disappointed, grateful, humble. I'm looking forward with optimism. Lastly, to the listeners who reached out to me with your love and support, and there were many of you. There really was. I was going to do a bit, Rob.
Okay.
And this might be because I've blocked people over the years. I was going to curate the hate. I was going to curate the hate.
That sounds like a great name for a segment.
In kind of a mean tweets way.
Yeah.
And when you are getting online and you're going through, first of all, it's tedious.
Yes.
Secondly, I couldn't find, outside of one person,
uh-huh,
who was really super mean to me, both publicly and privately.
Was it Beth Ann?
It was Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah. Classic Beth Ann.
I couldn't find real hate. Deep hate. I mean, I know it's out there. I know there are people who say,
sure,
Mike should retire. Mike has been, driving the show into a ditch. But this is some advice to you haters out there, all right? If you want to get your hate on the show, please be a little meaner. Be a little more, I'm not trying to ramp you up, but if it's more venomous, if it's more vitriolic, it would be better for the mean tweets, and there was nothing in there that rose to the standard of Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets.
I see. Well,
did you see anything out there? You know,
I saw mostly positive stuff, and the stuff that was negative, it was like worrying that you and I could move on. And guys, we've been doing this for 32 years together. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be okay. I mean, we've been through other co-hosts, other regulars. We really do enjoying this, and we enjoy doing this with each other.
Did you say we enjoy? Let's enjoy him.
Let's enjoy him. Let's sit on him. I really appreciate all the concern. I appreciate the people that somehow found me to be in the middle. I don't know. I'm part of the show, guys. I was right in it. So, I mean, I'm not as the delicate flower, perhaps, that you picture me to be. I'm a more hearty flower. I'm a mum.
Well, you've been through a lot.
Well, yeah, it's been a sucky year. If you go back a year and a year and a half, but in any case, I found the people to be mostly positive. I had many, many people reach out. I replied to none of them because it's not my place at this point to reply.
You selfish bastard.
I even blocked Mike.
I reached out to everybody that I could that was sending. That's what I mean. It was just, there were so many things that were so sweet and kind. And
yeah,
but there was also, man, one lady who will go nameless.
Is it a name we would know?
Joni.
Okay.
You know the name?
She's
a three name person.
Oh, I don't know the name. I just thought that
horrible.
She loves Chachi.
I mean, it was mean. It was, and it hurt. I've never gotten on here and said that things don't hurt. They do.
You're right.
They hurt.
And if, I know that you and I both, when we get in, not anymore for me, but there was a time when I'd be in a particularly negative frame of mind when I'd go searching out the hurtful. And there's no good that comes from that.
I do it too.
There's one site that'll make you really realize how much.
Are you talking about the FU site?
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what they should call it.
I can't do that. That's one I can't do. That it makes you realize, like when the royal family's dealing with the British tabloids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're human. We're human beings. It's tough to compartmentalize that when it's out there. But it is extraordinarily toxic. It is a phenomenon of the internet.
Amazingly, I stopped doing it when I quit drinking and started seeing a therapist.
I really, 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 really thank people that had nice things to say, and I thank people that have opinions. It means people care. I really do. Not the hate, but the borderline hate. You know, like the Mike retire hate, which was a lot. You know, of people. I don't retire. Yeah, he ought to retire. I I'm planning on retiring. I'm not doing this forever, but I'm not retiring anytime soon.
That's not what you said when I signed on.
Never. What else? Let me see. I think I've covered it. Do you have any questions for me, Rob? Any questions about going forward? I mean, I think I've covered it. By the way, this type of statement is more difficult than if it was just coming in here and bitching.
Yeah, true.
If it was coming in here and bitching, it would be selfish. It would be irresponsible. It would lack character. And I also, this is the ABCs of me. For those of you that recognize that the show energy had a negativity to it, I take responsibility for that as well. My negativity on the show happens on the show, immediately before the show, and once in a blue moon, a little after the show.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't have a lot to deal with the people associated with the show. We move on. We try to put things behind us.
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, you've talked about, you know, changes and moving forward and some things we're going to introduce to the show that aren't the same. Can I have your word that the core of the show will stay the same?
Yeah, the core of the show is the way we do this is the way we do it. Mm-hmm. Bringing in and I don't have any problem sharing this. We compiled a rather lengthy list of people to pop in occasionally. Yeah. And that'll be either paneling for the whole show or simply just coming in at the beginning.
Because the beginning is
what we call our monologue segment. That's the longest part of the show that we do. And the support that I've gotten from some people who will be nameless and people who won't be nameless. And the people who will be nameless might not be nameless forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. That's going to piss people off right there. I know. What's he talking about?
I want that quote verbatim on Facebook and have people comment on it, please. Right, immediately.
But Carla, thank you for your love and your support. And
oh, she's so great.
I am sure that Oscar is getting love and support from his beautiful wife, Shannon, and for Mike McIntosh. I'll probably reach out to Mac at a later time to, he's kind of, that is a guy that's kind of caught in, you know, in this, but he's
and a fragile flower. Yeah.
But he's also, you know, an employee of Podville, and that's great. I'm happy for him. And I want everybody over there to know that with all this happening, it doesn't erase a track record. And
no.
I really, that's important for me to post, but everybody likes to talk about the Jerry Dean situation, reconciliation. No, that's, I don't see that happening. I never ever
took them 20 years, Mike. So let's check on this in 2044.
It's 2044.
When Mike is in the, you're hosting your telethon for,
I'll be like one of those bodies that lies in state that's preserved, you know,
a lot of rouge.
Yeah, rouge on the cheeks.
He'll reunite with you on your telethon for Over the Hill Podcasters.
Yes.
He'll come
out. I am so looking forward to it because, and I'm not trying, this is not being said to have false bravado, but I know Rob feels the exact same way.
It's true.
Once the dust settles and once the decisions are made and once you make that call that, okay, this is how we're going to do it, this is how we're going to move forward, you can't do what we do without having a level of excitement for it.
Yeah.
And it is something that, and you reflect a lot and you think about recent months, and that is, thank God, it took a while, as you know, God. It took a while to get to that spot.
Yeah.
For most of the week, the end part of the week and the weekend, it was right here in my gut. It was this nasty little feeling that nobody likes to have it. Oh, this is what I wanted to say.
I hadn't had that feeling in like 15 years.
These are the ABCs of me, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of you that have problems with me have those problems because of the way I behave on this show towards my co-hosts. And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the nature of the speed of the show, it's kind of like watching a hockey game. And in the heat of battle, you throw punches occasionally. And then you move on and you shake hands with the guy that you had the fight with and you move on that. The conflict side, we also know that there's a value to that. When, how often have I said to Rob, say something when,
right.
Because you don't like that part of the world. You don't like
right.
conflict. You've gotten much better at it as the years have gone by, but there are people that dig that. There are people right now that are furious at me for
yep.
not throwing all the disrespect out there I possibly can. I'm not.
Well, you can't throw something you don't have.
I don't have it.
Right.
I don't have it. You wouldn't be working with somebody that long if you had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people want. But for those of you that have heard me rant and rave, and I think that is a part of me, but it's not the big part of me.
Right.
The big part of me is happy that he has stabilized his life with a wonderful relationship with his daughters from a previous marriage, with a beautiful young son of 10 years old, with a wonderful wife who has stepped up under these circumstances, because one of the things we realized that we needed to do was to take some of the complication out of this show and make it smaller. It's not going to change the show
right.
in any way, but that's part of it. And to have people support you, you know, it's hard. We supported each other during mm-hmm. this period of time, and we have to. If
yeah.
you want to move on, you have to do that. But that's the real me. That's the person that, and I don't want, to me, I've always felt this way. Hurting someone else lingers with me longer than being hurt. Does that make sense?
If I'm
the recipient of things that hurt me, I can get over it a lot quicker than if I feel I've hurt somebody else.
Yeah.
And I know
I think it's a sign of maturity.
And I think that there are hurt, perhaps, I can't speak. I can, mm-hmm. The only speculation I'll give you here is that I think there were hurt feelings on both sides, and that feels like crap. When
sure.
when you're dealing with that, but you move on, and it really is something that I'm over it, and I plan to get better and better with that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said about going to a therapist, they give you strategies.
They do.
For moving. I have not been seeing my therapist. I'll give you an example.
All right.
I have spoken to professionals in the past, and the professional that I spoke to, it was concerning my feeling of detachment up in the state of Maine.
Okay. I remember.
And this therapist looked me in the eye, one of the best moments I've ever had with anybody, and said, "What are you striving for? What do you want?" She said, "Why are you chasing something you're not going to get?" And I was like, "What? Why are you pursuing people that it's never going to be like that? Why do you
right.
waste the energy? Why do you waste the time?" And that, I think, applies in many, many situations.
So valid.
Right?
Very, very valid. Yeah,
I feel that way. And that's my spiel. I kick the floor over to you if you wanted to say anything
before
we break, and then we will continue with the show. We've got a great round table today. We've got a great flip side today. And of course, we have to get right to that hot eclipse news. But I wanted to give Rob a chance because I've been flapping my gums for the better part of for the entire half hour.
First, I got to say, I concur with everything that Mike said. And we didn't plan this. We just said yesterday.
Unacceptable.
He said.
Right.
He's going to say some stuff. Then I'm going to say some stuff. I agree with what Mike said. I concur that I owe a debt of gratitude to Oscar for being with us as long as he did. And I will always love the fact that I broadcasted next to him for 14 years. He had a different style than either Mike or I.
Yep.
Very linear, great storyteller. And I learned a lot from that. So Oscar, thank you for that and all that you've done for us. The list is too long. The reason that, and also, you know what? I do have to thank Mike for when all this was going down, he immediately reached out to me and said, do you still want to be a part of this?
Yeah.
I said, yes, of course. And the reason is this. I, in the past 6 months, have taken over doing the best of. Okay, rah, rah, rah. No one cares. But it allowed me to go back.
Well, can I interrupt you and just say people do care because you've gotten really, really good reviews on it.
Well,
and that's not lost on me. I mean, people, once you started your hosting duties on that show, it was terrific. But go ahead.
But like Mike, I don't look back a lot on what we've done. And I was listening to shows 7, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And there was an energy. I've said on this show in a darker moment that I don't feel I'm as funny as I used to be. But when what I heard back then was not any of us being more funny or less funny. It was an energy and a silliness and not being tied down to the world of, as they say, big business. Mike?
I don't think, is it a two shot? Because I don't know. We've got a new recording system. So are people seeing me?
Yeah, they're seeing you. I'm just calling attention.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not interrupting.
And when Mike called me and said, let's get back to simplicity. Love that. Let's get back to silliness. Love that. I think that at the heart of the show for many, many years and for all 32 years, I think anyone would tell you Mike and I are silly people. And I don't want to simplify it to that, but it doesn't get much more. We like to laugh. We love to make each other laugh. We love to make you guys laugh.
And in the environment of Rob and Mike, I would picture you. I am not a regular churchgoer anymore, but I believe in my adult life and in my life right now, the one person that I would have trouble sitting next to in a house of God would be Rob Spiewak. And that kind of sums it up.
You know? I'm not very well behaved.
Yeah.
So I look forward to the next chapter. We've been through a lot of, I mean, you have to think that Mike and I started together in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
1992. And one of my first extended periods of time from Mike was driving him home after he had a bad, bad event with his colon. It was colitis?
Diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis. And I had to drive
him. Back in my 20s, right? 30s?
Well, 1992, so 33.
I was 72 then.
So I had to drive Mike from Fairfax to Annapolis, and it could have been horribly awkward. And I was a kid. I was 21.
Right.
And guess what? It wasn't. It was just, it was silly. And Mike was in great pain, but he still managed to laugh and buy me ribs.
Maintain your silliness while you are still in pain.
He asked me not to hit any bumps, but I take great pride in these 32 years.
I got to remember that like it was yesterday. That is so true about the bumps. I'm like, Rump, just watch out for the potholes. Because it would hurt my gut when that would happen.
I take great pride in these 32 years, and I look forward to what is to come. People have reached out asking me, am I going to be okay? Yeah, I'm going to be okay. I've been through stuff like this before. And it is, as Mike says, it's the nature of the business. The podcast itself is an organic living creature.
Oh, let me jump in and just say, hey, Steve Kelsey, take that PTSD thread down, that website.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I didn't stop by. The podcast is an organic living thing, and it changes, and it always has changed. From day one, it's changed. And it comes from another organic. Radio must be growing and changing, and I like to think of this as radio, to survive. And here we are. We're going to survive. And you're going to love it. You're going to love what we have in store.
I'm thrilled that I am at this age, at the age of 93, that I am I'm still into doing this. Now, even this in no way means that I am happy about the circumstances, but when you go through this crap, it validates your enthusiasm for the job because you come in and go, no, I want to do it. I think change is something that can be good. I'm sure that I hope Oscar feels the same way, that now he can, you know, devote all of his energy to his business. And I look, this, I have to say it once again, this is different than other relationships I've had. Was it tense and was there hurt at the end? Yeah, there was. But that won't change the way I feel about him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the difference. That is a major difference. So for those of you that want me to, you know, throw shade on somebody, I can't do it with somebody that I have no, you know, animosity towards. Really don't. Am I unhappy about the situation? Yeah. But
Ditto, Mike.
Yeah, man. I mean, and where, you know, what down the road, who knows? I know that I don't feel like I have in other circumstances where I felt really, really, you know, betrayed. That word does not apply here.
No, I agree.
Does not apply at all. So that's it. Yes, sir. One more thing. I interrupted you. I apologize.
One more thing, and that is this. There has been some concern online that there won't be any more conflict on the show, and you dig the conflict. Well, I tell you what, conflict happens in real life. We're not going to manufacture it, but the conflicts will agree and will remain because we're real people, and we will have conflict. But Mike O'Mara has something to say.
Anyone who is concerned that there will not be conflict should be aware of the guest list that we have put together.
Yes.
And not to mention, you know, regulars to the show, but people close to us as well.
To mix it
anyone
up.
Anyone that's concerned about conflict will know that both Carla and Carrie have agreed to, on occasion, visit the show. If you like that, we will definitely billboard who's going to be on the show.
Yes.
You know, when we get into that, right? This week it's Rob and me, but going forward, we'll let you know.
Yeah. As soon as I tell Carrie that Oscar's left, we're going to book her in and make that happen. And we're all looking forward to that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We got the roundtable coming up. And then later, I want to tell you what I was waiting to tell you last week before everything happened about my kid. And it's as good as it gets. We will take a short break and we will be back with the roundtable right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, and free from gluten.
I hate that gluten.
Dairy and soy. Try white peach, green grape, or my favorite, lemon lime. Actually, I love them all, and you will too. I grab my Pizza Hut cup, and I'm off to the races. It's so good and so easy. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMO as a checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hey, look, the Kraken chose to stay.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Please.
You know, we do have an Oz behind the scenes with this show right now.
Yeah.
And what I don't know is because this person will be anonymous,
right,
for the foreseeable future, how are we expected to know if everything is going swimmingly at the beginning part of the show?
I imagine he could send me a text and say everything's okay.
That's awesome. That's good. Thank you, Rob.
Are you listening, Oz? Who rang that bell?
Let me know if that goes okay.
I shall.
All right, let's begin the roundtable, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all good.
There is no better way to celebrate today's total solar eclipse than with Pink Floyd's "The Dark Side of the Moon." Imagine.
Boo! Boo!
Are you not a Pink Floyd fan?
As someone who likes classic rock and oldies, I cannot bring myself to like Pink Floyd. Never been able to.
There's a real reason I like Pink Floyd. I like Pink Floyd because It was on in the O'Meara dorm on occasion for special moments. There you go.
I'm guessing an LP.
Thank you. Yes. Of course, with me, stud. Imagine listening to the closing line and everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon as it's literally happening.
This is crazy.
All it takes is just a little bit of timing to figure out what time to expect the eclipse in your location. Head over to NASA.com. If you're wondering what time it's going to be doing it. If you're using Spotify, you'll want to start the album 41 minutes and 53 seconds before the start of the eclipse.
Great.
Can I
synchronize the Wizard of Oz to it as well?
Yeah, you can do that. They mention that in this story.
Oh, they do? Okay.
If you're in the Eastern time zone, you'll want to start the album at 2:32:21 p.m. The eclipse is expected to start at 3:14 plus 14 seconds p.m. Eastern time.
I know that 3 o'clock is when News Channel 4 is starting their live coverage of
Is this going to be, will I get it down here in Florida?
Not as much. I have your percentage, as a matter of fact. Give me a second.
Like how dark it's going to get?
Well, the percentage of coverage you're going to get.
Coverage?
You're not going to have you're not in the path of totality where the sun
that
is 100.
Cool. That'd be a great name for a band. Good evening. We're the path of totality, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you with us.
A 65%, Oz says.
Okay, 65% for Florida. If you don't feel like listening, I don't care about the album anymore. It's worth mentioning that if you're playing the album on CD, this is so much detail about the album. The total runtime might be a little different, so you might want to double check. Fine.
I know what I'll be playing when the eclipse happens, Mike, and I think this is more your scene anyway.
Okay, let's listen.
Cat Stevens.
As I'm being followed by a moon.
God, I hope that sounds better than it's sounding to me. All right, thank you. So moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Total Solar Eclipse Day. To commemorate the occasion, Ultimate Classic Rock put together a list of 12 movies that feature solar eclipses. I found this interesting. I will share them with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the one that I found least interesting. Number 12, Lady Hawk. Number 11, The Seventh Sign. Number 10, Pitch Black. Number 9, The Wild Thornberries Movie. Number 8, Wolf Creek. Number 7, Lara Croft Tomb Raider. Number 6, Avatar The Way of Water. Number 5, Fantasia. The animated? Yeah, 1940, the animated Fantasia.
Oh, I thought it was about the lady on American Idol.
Go ahead.
I love her. Very cool.
Number 4, Apocalypto. I love it.
You have to say it right, Mike.
Apocalypto.
Thank you.
Apocalypto.
Yes.
Did you ever see Apocalypto?
No, I haven't seen it.
Too violent for you?
I just, you know what? Never came up on my radar. Not my scene.
Oh, it is so nasty. Is it so
bad?
Graphically violent. Oh my God.
Now
like human sacrifices right there on the screen. I loved it. It was great. Sorry. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Little Shop of Horrors, and the number one eclipse movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, all the way back in 1968, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Kimmel's son, Billy, goes to kindergarten with goes to kindergarten with Kirsten Dunst's son, Enos. And is it Ennis or Enos?
How do you spell it?
I guess it was Enos. It would be one N instead of two. Ennis.
Well, you're referring to the great spinoff to the Dukes of Hazzard. Enos was Sonny Schroyer.
That's it. Ennis.
Ennis.
An interesting name. The two kids got into a fight. It doesn't sound like it was physical, though. On Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, Jimmy and Kirsten revealed that the boys got into a fight over a chair. The funny thing is, each kid told their parents that the other kid stole his chair. Jimmy said that their sons weren't exactly reliable sources. He added, quote, "There was a displacement there," and then they both cried.
I'm not sure. That's a manufactured story. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Kirsten said, quote, "They're very sweet boys, and they get along very well."
Yeah.
So there's that.
Okay.
Maybe
I don't buy it. Not for us.
42 million felt that 4.8. Richter scale earthquake that hit the East Coast on Friday, but no one was more shaken than this particular guy. His name, Justin Allen. He's 33, lives in Horsham, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philly. It's about 40 miles from the epicenter in New York. Actually, the epicenter was in New Jersey. And he happened to be in the middle of a vasectomy.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
He was halfway through the 20-minute surgery when the whole room started to shake. He was awake for the procedure, which is normal. He thought maybe a train went by until his doctor said, "Is that an earthquake?" Justin thought that it was a joke at first and that the doctor was trying to lighten the mood because you're awake. You've had one. Are you awake for your vasectomy?
Mike, I've had a dozen of them, and I've always been awake. They just can't keep a good man down.
Where do they make the first incision when you're having a vasectomy? Where do they put it?
They put it in the sack. They do all the work in the sack.
So did it affect the...
I just remember having to wear sweatpants for a long time.
That's gross.
It is gross.
God. So did it affect the procedure at all? Well, it looks like Justin might never have kids again because the process was successful. They got back to it a few minutes later and everything went fine. So good for Justin. Moving right along.
About the earthquake, I think Saturday Night Live's funniest joke this weekend, they said on this weekend, 42 million people claimed to feel an earthquake.
Yeah, when it really was nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It was nothing.
A man on TikTok has a hotel hack. Don't leave your toothbrush out. Mm-hmm. If you don't want the staff using your toothbrush to clean the bathroom. Is this the video that you have?
Yeah, we can show that video.
All right, so how did he know? Well, why don't we let him explain exactly what's going on with the toothbrush being used when he's out of the room to clean.
I will no longer be leaving my toothbrush out, and they use my toothbrush to clean. And they're being nasty to me about it, and they want to offer me a $50 credit. And what did they say? A new toothbrush. They use my toothbrush to clean. And they want to give me a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
Amen. That's it.
And I've saved at the Mandalay Bay.
What is the story about the wasn't there something about a person that broke in and then used the toothbrush between two pillows? Right?
Oh,
wasn't there
a story like that? That's an old urban myth. And what they do is they come in and they've obviously been broken into, but the two things that aren't stolen are the toothbrush and their camera. And when they, and this goes way back when you had to develop film, and when you develop the film, there's a toothbrush in a very bad place.
Okay. Well, that video you just saw has gone viral. So that's it. And we don't know whether, but it seems like, I believe him. Do you believe him? I believe him.
I believe that if you're going to do that, or have that happen to you, you've done something to deserve it because it's harder to clean with a toothbrush.
So you're on the side of people that would use a toothbrush to clean a toilet?
I just want the whole story.
There you go. And you believe him more than you believe Kirsten Dunst and Jimmy Kimmel about the fake fight between their kids.
I believe Kirsten Dunst used that toothbrush to clean her toilet.
Thank you. Moving right along, talk about a Turkish delight, huh? This is the last story today.
Okay.
Turkey. This is a big surprise to me. Turkey is the most promiscuous country on the planet,
really?
According to an analysis of the world's sexual habits. The average Turk has slept with more than 14 people, according to World Population Review, putting the naughty nation, well above the United States. The average number of sexual partners can vary significantly from country to country, as cultural norms have a significant impact on the number of people someone has sex with. Turkey's top spot may surprise some, given that more than 99% of residents are Muslim, and the country is widely conceived to have traditional views when it comes to sex and relationships. The United States scored 13th overall, with the World Population Review saying America's sleep with an average of 10.7 people over the years. That has us tied with Canada, which also clocked in at the exact same stats. Stop it. The least promiscuous countries in the World Population Review list were China. I bet it's not true. I bet China's just not reported a lot, right?
Well, they can't have, they're limited to the amount of kids they can have. So they're probably keeping it on the DL.
India's on the list too. With China and India, 3.1 and 3.0 people, respectively. Here's the list of the top ones. Under Turkey, coming in with 11.1 average. Switzerland, then I won't give you the numbers. Sweden, Italy, Norway, all these Scandinavian countries with those beautiful ladies.
And you'd think it's cold. They need to snuggle.
Switzerland, Sweden, Italy, Norway, Finland, South Africa, Iceland.
Yes.
New Zealand and Australia. Right behind Turkey as the top spot. So
I thought that Australia would go crazy down there.
Yeah, well, they're up there. They're up there on the lead. Tie my kangaroo down, mate.
Yeah. I live from it and down under.
Down under. Get it? We'll take a break. And when we come back, I had a father's moment this past week. I just loved every minute of it. I've got an update on my football playing linebacker son who was really happy about going back to school today. Not. We'll be right back. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box. Just like us, you're going to love it. Spring cleaning is upon us, but there is one meaningful box you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. Preserve them for eternity. Legacy Box makes it easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud, ready to watch and easy to share. It's so simple, it's like magic. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. Don't wait.
Don't wait. Don't wait.
Affordable, and they take care of everything. Thanks to Legacy Box, all of our family's histories can live on with digital clarity and no degradation. Nice. Protecting your memories doesn't need to be on your spring cleaning to-do list. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Legacy Box, we love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We hope you are satisfied by my explanation of the circumstances as we move forward, and we look forward to it. And for everybody that reached out during what was a difficult time for both Rob and myself, we thank you. Now,
if you're dissatisfied with what Mike said, it's very easy. All you have to do is at about 3:30 today, go stare at the sky.
Absolutely. And if you're going to give me hate, please make it vitriolic.
Yeah, please.
So that I can, you know, share it, because that's material. And, you know, frankly, the haters didn't give me the kind of material I wanted. You know, and by the way, you know, something along, let me give you a good example. And right. By the way, you know, he may have lost all that weight, but you can still see his giant breasts. That would be nice.
That's the reason. That's the reason I'm sticking around.
There you go. Exactly.
Nice.
Last week, we're at, is it Thursday night? It was either Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday night. Carl and I usually am the one that goes to Michael's practices. I go to most of them, if not all of them. And he's playing Pop Warner football, tackle football. And he's in 12 and under. And he's not going to be even 11 until July. So that's his thing. He's smaller to a degree than a lot of the other kids, because some of them are 11, a lot of them are 12. So he's playing with these older kids, and he is such a hustling, tough little guy, and I just love him. I love his can-do approach. The kid just likes to get things done, and I'm just proud of him, and I love him and the sweetness. But as a sports guy, and Rob, I know you're not totally into sports. You know that I am. I like sports. Yeah, I like watching sports.
My kids were in sports. Both of them.
Your kids were both in sports, but you were a wonderful, supportive dad, especially with Robert's basketball.
Yes. Yeah.
But I live it and I relate to it, and I love hockey and I love baseball and I love football. We're sitting in the bleachers. We've got our little bleacher seats. Have you ever seen these? They're fold-out chairs that have a back on them, so you don't have to tank your back while you're sitting in the bleachers.
They're L-shaped. So you anchor it with your ass, and then you have like a back pad.
Yeah, and it works for almost all bleachers except the ones at my kids' field on the other side that are tilted back, where we could tip over the whole thing if we put our back.
It's
back.
Like, anyway. It's like when they say on a piece of clothing, one size fits most.
Yes. Louis Anderson comes to mind. What's this one size fits all stuff? So we're sitting there, Carl and I, and we're there at the beginning. Michael, we dropped Michael off a little early, never late for a practice, always there, always punctual, which I'm proud of. And right. The coach is walking in, Coach Josiah, really great. Oh, the kind of guy that combines the toughness with the fairness. And
was he a character in Godspell?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Josiah sounds like a biblical name.
Well, you'll have to check with your your musical theater club. Were you watching this? If this isn't typical, Rob, as we're talking about the business of the show over the weekend, and I said, Rob, did I catch you doing anything? Nope, just watching A Star Is Born with Barbra Streisand.
Had never seen it.
There you go.
It was okay. A great day to check it off the list. That's right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thanks, Nathan Lane. I appreciate that. So we're sitting there, and Coach Josiah comes in. He's a stocky guy, and he's a tough guy. He's got this big black beard, and he's just cool. And he's walking in, and he walks by, and I'm like, Coach Josiah, give him a big thumbs up. And he looks over to me, unsolicited. Carl and I are sitting there, and he said, your son is a beast. And wow. Rob, you can say a lot of things about my kid. I almost got emotional. Yes, this might be the wrong thing to get excited about, but when a head coach says that about your kid, that he's a beast, I almost burst into tears. I was so incredible. Your son is a beast. And he's tough. And he's gotten the coach's eye. And this is the first time that this has really happened, because he's old enough now where you're starting to see, kids stand out for varying reasons. And then to cap a very good football week, they won their game 13-0 on Saturday, which is the best thing in the world. I'm so sad. Oh,
perfect.
I was all in. It was so much fun. I got there a little too early and stayed. And
daybreak.
He's got a noon game, and I have to drop him off at 10:30. And I just decided I'd stay because Carla was working as usual. Work, 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 work.
Yeah.
Someone has to support me. And anyway, she is making her way there, and I'm watching the 8 and under. And this is where the curmudgeon-y old man meets the father of a 10-year-old. Which I'm an older dad. I know I'm an older dad. And I'm watching the 8U, and there was a guy on the bleacher next to me who was watching his son, somewhere, 8 or 7 years old, play football, and his other 35 children were using the bleachers as a jungle gym. It was the clank, 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 clank. And the kid looked to be about 2. And he's got the 2 snot, that's there. And he's coming up to me, and he's just staring at me. And I'm kind of grinning at him. But at the same time, it's like I had no dog in the fight whatsoever. But
public service message to all people, including certain people in my family that share my name. Okay? Mm-hmm. Wash your children.
Wash them. Wash
Please.
Them.
Wash your children
and get the Kleenex out.
Yes,
so that's
That's it. Yeah, wash your children.
Wash your children. And by the way, congratulations to the Mustangs. A big victory over Port Charlotte. 13-0 was the final score. My son, 1 fumble recovery. Way to go, the beast. Or as he's referred to on his team, Big O.
I love it. It's awesome. It's the truth. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work. This makes me sad. Got to be realistic. Makes me sad that our guy that was the endorser for this product no longer with us. It's a bummer, but it's the real.
It's not related to the client, though.
No, it is not. No, not at all. Should have maybe not mentioned that, but I'm not professional that way. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping. when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter enter the promo code TMOS or TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hair stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. All right, I guess we have to, you know, this is the only day we'll have it, so we have to talk about the eclipse.
Right.
Where is, you said you've got a lot of information on it. I had the news that had a few things. Where is the best place to see it? Oh, can I just say before you start?
Yeah.
When we were, the last time there was one of these eclipses, Carl and I were on Route 95, super highway that goes from Maine all the way down to the tip of Florida, just the tip. And we were in South Carolina.
Yes.
We were using Waze. It was the worst traffic jam I have ever seen on that slab of highway. We diverted to some tobacco country in South Carolina. It was horrific. And I know that there are going to be areas that traffic comes to a standstill right now. And also, I don't want to alarm anybody, but on this particular day, if the aliens are going to attack, they're going to do it during an eclipse. So,
oh, Mike, it's much worse than that. It's the rapture. I mean, we've had an earthquake. Now the eclipse is going to happen, and we're all going to be taken to God. Well, the good people are, and I guess we'll still be here to do the show.
Oh, no. Oh, there he is. Look at that. There he is. I can't believe it. We've waited for him all the time, and he's here. And, what's he doing? He's got a stick of dynamite.
Whoa. He
just blew us up.
Right, and now it's going to get loud, and I have to turn it off. Something's never changed. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mike. The last eclipse, I was on the Eastern Shore, and I have a great picture of my kids and my niece and my nephew sitting on the deck in direct sunlight with their glasses staring at the sun, and they look miserable.
Is so, this one going to be – can you
– this is an every 20-year one.
You're a little more into it than I am. Can you give us this is the – what will be obscuring? Is it the Earth? Is it the Moon? What it's
an eclipse happens, Mike, when the Sun and the Moon and the Earth line up in a line.
Okay,
and the path of totality, I think, goes a lot of it through Ohio,
and that's when it's going to get really dark, right?
That's well. To be fair, also Buffalo, but to be fair, in the Washington D.C. area in which I live,
he's on the list.
80. I know. he's a big starer.
Right.
In Washington, D.C., we're going to have 87% coverage.
That's significant, right?
That's very big. So,
are
if
you doing anything for it? Are you planning on, going
outside? If it gets dark, I might go outside to look at it. But, I mean, it's
probably not, though.
I've seen them. I mean, it gets dark and then it gets light. And I'm not going to change. Schools are out in some places. I'm not going to change my day because of it. Now, Mike, it's funny you mention it because I have some warnings from the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
About what to do during the eclipse.
Right.
Plan ahead. This gets stupider and stupider. Choose your route now and leave for your eclipse spot extra early.
It seems this like is- we have a hold on, Rob. I think we've got a phone call coming in.
Oh, right we now. Do? Yeah. Yeah. Pick up. Hello.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, how are you?
It's the former president, soon to be the next president.
I understand.
I just want to tell everyone, enjoy your eclipse. You don't need those pesky paper glasses or the eclipse watches. Just look directly at the sun.
I remember there was a photo of you staring at the sun during your presidency.
And my vision is perfect. Nothing happened. I think that everybody should enjoy it. It's a cheap ruse, scam, con to get people to buy these products. You don't need it. Just stare at the sun and enjoy your eclipse.
That's odd because my eclipse glasses are Trump brand eclipse glasses.
And they're made in China.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is my favorite thing from Buffalo, Mike. They say, when you're traveling to your eclipse spot, don't drive with your eclipse viewing glasses on.
God. Oh my God.
Keep really? Your eyes on the road, not the sky. If you're driving, make sure you do that. Turn your headlights on if it gets dark.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Mike, this is where it gets ridiculous. Make sure you fill your tank.
Well, hey, hold on though. If you were on that 95, I am sure that the traffic jam was well over 2 hours. Well over 2 hours. And so I get it. They're saying for people that might be involved in it, because aren't they driving from like 70% zones to 86% or 90%? Where did you say it's going to be 90%? Ohio?
No, Ohio and Buffalo are actually the path of totality. It'll be in the high 80% in Washington.
Oh, high 80%.
Yeah.
No, I'm not driving 3 hours for 80%. You'd have to go over 90 for me.
But you have 65% coverage just from your house.
Does that mean that somewhere in the world there will be over 90%?
Yeah, the
somewhere
path of
outside
totality.
Of the United States?
That's 100%.
Okay.
The path of totality. The picture you always see. That
you know, you're like getting the path of totality when you wave your arms up because you're blocking your light.
Oh, sorry.
It actually did. Did you notice that? That it did that?
You know what, Mike? I could do an eclipse with my head and my ring light.
Maybe. You could. So somewhere in the world, there will be a town or a location where it will, or it might be over the ocean. Right?
No.
Or it'll be 100%.
Mike, there's a map. You can see it. It's easy. It's a strip that goes like from Buffalo through Ohio, I think down to Texas.
That's the United States, but I'm saying in the world.
No, this is the place.
Really?
Yeah, because everything has to be lined up.
Oh, and it's also, it's not, okay, I get it. I'm sounding, I'm sorry. I'll shut up about it.
Mike, on the bright side, on the other side of the world, there will be total darkness, but that's because it's nighttime.
Oh, I'm an idiot. All right. Well, not everywhere. Oh, shut up, Mike. Don't talk. I'm not allowed to talk about the eclipse anymore.
Put on your glasses. Put on your glasses.
I'm not allowed to talk about it. I do not know what I'm talking about.
Oh, and prepare your car with a blanket and a flashlight.
Yeah, so you can sit on the hood. And if it's chilly, you can warm your butt in the engine. I'm done talking about the eclipse. I don't think I'll ever talk about one again. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, fuel your peak performance with 4Wellness, the ultimate functional food brand. 4Wellness was founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. Dave Phillips, it's a game-changing performance coffee supplement. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus, reduced... enhanced. How about enhanced?
That's good.
Enhance focus, reduce caffeine jitters, increase collagen and fat burning support. 4Wellness makes it easy to integrate high quality functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Unleash your full potential with 4Wellness, because your body and mind deserve the best. If you drink coffee, it's time to give 4Wellness a try. Head to 4Wellness.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4Wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you.
Hello.
And don't forget, Mike's TED Talk on the eclipse will go live today at 3 p.m.
Very, so very exciting. I'll tap all the details. All the deets you need to know. Absolutely.
Let's start today with something that is, it's not a fun topic, but it's something that means a lot to me, and it's very serious, and that is the topic of suicide. I think a lot of people have been touched by it, and it's really, when one person commits suicide, it affects so many people. And today marks the 30th anniversary of Kurt Cobain killing himself from Nirvana.
30 years ago.
Wow. I know, right? Yeah. And I think a lot of people, like myself, learned about it on MTV.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder with an MTV News special report on a very sad day. Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead. And this is the story as we know it so far. Cobain's body was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning. He was dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head. Police found what is said to be a suicide note at the scene, but have not yet divulged its contents. Cobain, who was 27, had reportedly been missing for about 6 days, according to his mother.
And I think that was a... It could have been a turning point in being aware of this going on. I know the suicides happened before that, but that was a big one. And I just want to tell anyone, if you're having any sort of thoughts, any sort of doubts, anything that leads you in that direction, please pick up your phone and dial 988. People are there to listen to you.
Amen.
Way don't do that. Absolutely. All right. Moving on to something a little lighthearted now. Remember the song by the Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane?
Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Great yeah. record. Hair metal. But when they brought it to their record company, it wasn't called Rock You Like a Hurricane. It was called F You Like a Hurricane. Except it had the word in it. Yeah, so imagine.
Like I'm going to do you like a hurricane?
Imagine this on your radio.
Same exact song with the F word?
Yeah. I'd never heard it.
Wow.
You think TK would have played that?
Hey, TK, Tom Kent. I'd love to hear it like uncensored.
I would too.
If you can find that for the bonus show, that would be so cool. If you could find, I would love to play that.
Maybe I'll just reconstruct it with my lead vocal.
Just you doing that. That would be awesome.
We will do that. I love the comic Sebastian Maniscalco, and he brings up something. I've not heard of this before, but it doesn't surprise me. Have you paid a COVID fee at a restaurant yet?
Never in my life. Is this a New York thing?
I guess, but here he is talking about it.
Went to a restaurant last night, and I got the bill, and they charged me a COVID fee. And I asked the guy, I go, what's the COVID fee? He goes, yeah, well, we got to wipe down the menus. Wipe down the menus. You're charging $3 to wipe down your own menus. Before COVID, what? You just brought out the menu with spaghetti sauce on it? Eliminate the COVID fee. And they charged me 3.5% credit card fee because I was using the credit card. It's a bad look. Absorb the fee. It's called the cost of doing business.
You get a menu of spaghetti.
Now, that's Sebastian like on a show, right? Because that's certainly not stand-up.
That's not him
Sebastian.
On stage.
That's low-energy comedian on show energy, which I hate when I hear that.
Mike, it's really even lower. It's low-energy on TikTok comic.
TikTok, so he's just doing a social and he's out there.
If you told me he had recorded it under a blanket, I would have believed you. Yeah. But it is a valid thought. That so, you're
well, I'm going to give him credit that that's just his personal little thing that he's throwing out there. And maybe he brings it a little bit when he goes on a radio show.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so. He's got one of the longest names. So I give him credit.
Sebastian Maniscalco, though.
South Carolina beats Iowa. I'm going to send some condolences out to our buddies in Iowa because they got so close. And
KHTK. Thank you.
1630.
The mighty AM 1630.
But with Caitlin Clark, a young lady who has really reinvented the game and
did
made
it. Did you see his post, by the way? Did you see when he said something that concerned me where you talked to him, right?
Yeah, he's okay.
Is he okay? Did you talk him off the ledge or
yeah,
what?
I said, everything's going to be A-okay. And then,
I know what he says. No matter what happens. Did you see the one I'm talking about?
I did not see that.
No matter what happens, thanks for the joy. That's exactly. I literally have committed it to memory. You need to call him. What did you say to him?
That had to be before we spoke.
No, I think it was afterwards. My God. So take his temperature again.
He is 95 years old. Sending our love out to the people of Iowa. So sad that they have Caitlin Clark, this amazing player, and they just couldn't win the final game. They lost to South Carolina.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship. 87-75, the final.
But I think Caitlin Clark's going to be okay. I think she'll do all right.
Does Oz think that was a little loud, that audio?
Wait, Mike, it's nothing if not correctable.
Okay, just checking. Okay. You know, okay. I'm just paying attention to the deets. You know,
all right, I understand, and it's a good day to do it. And let's close with this.
Was that with that was the men's
no,
team?
No, right, ladies.
Oh, ladies, the Gamecocks.
Which, by the way, seems to me,
Hawkeyes,
they were getting more attention on the girls' basketball NCAA?
Well, I mean, the because they've got that superstar on Caitlin Iowa. Clark.
Yeah.
And that was the biggie. I was I wish I paid more attention to basketball. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Men's championship tonight, right?
Yes. And okay. Robert has UConn, I believe. I think it's what he wants to win, because that was
okay.
He had few missteps in his bracket along the way, but he picked them from the word go. If I have that wrong, send all emails to me. Saturday Night Live had Kristen Wiig on this week. It was a good medium effort. She put on the five-timer hosting jacket.
Saw that sketch.
Mike, they did
hate that when they're self-congratulatory that way. I hate it.
Well, I'll tell you the problem with it is they always use that to trot out other five-timers.
Yeah, well, they weren't this time. They were just random people. They weren't five-timers.
And if you put five-timers in the opening sketch or surprise casting in the opening sketch, you can't put them in the rest of the show and expect it to be a surprise. Exactly. So don't do it. Right. But they did have one piece of insight. We've been talking a lot about airlines lately and how they've been falling apart. United Airlines had to recall a flight this week.
A United Airlines flight from Germany was forced to return to the airport after the toilet broke and leaked into the cabin. Though it's the perfect punishment for people who take their shoes off on planes.
There's a good bonus though for those those of us that wear Birkenstocks.
So nasty, nasty, nasty. Hey, that's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you for all your concern. Thank you for all the messages, all the notes, and hopefully you understand what's going on. Ever forward, we look forward to joining you for a brand new episode tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and the Incredible Oz, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Happy eclipse, everybody.
Check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You are a blabbermouth!
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or Cheese Prinies.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, I'll do that later.